The most expensive event board games on Amazon in 2026. 5 Table Grails actually worth it. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Eclipse. Second Dawn is the best repeatable premium event game for 3 to 6 players. War of the Ring is the best expensive purchase for one committed pair. Twilight Imperium IV is the greatest full-day political event only after 5 or 6 players are confirmed. Dune, War for Arrakis is the more direct asymmetric duel, while Cthulhu, Death May Die is the easiest miniature spectacle to schedule. The expensive event game is a social instrument. Its value depends less on cardboard per dollar than on whether the right people can see the board, understand the stakes, stay through the ending, and want the same kind of evening. This guide compares 5 direct Amazon products observed on July 23, 2026. It excludes collector market rarities and vague bundles. Every button uses the exact core product ASIN. We checked official product pages and rulebooks, Board Game Geek records, current community comparisons, setup realities, player count arguments, and the most common shelf of shame pattern: buying a magnificent game for an imaginary group. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which expensive event board game is actually worth it? Eclipse is the broad recommendation because 3 to 6 players can complete a rich economic, technological, and military arc in one long evening, and its trays help the expensive production earn repeat plays. War of the Ring is the safest relationship grail because it needs one devoted opponent. Twilight Imperium is the greatest political event, but the purchase becomes rational only after the people and date exist. Dune is the more direct asymmetric duel. Cthulhu, Death May Die is the fast spectacle. The decision map treats time honestly. Teaching, food, breaks, teardown, and the inevitable rules search are part of the event. A game that says 4 hours can occupy the whole hosting window. A full-day box can exceed its official estimate with new players and generous conversation. Seat, the slowest reader where shared reference material is easiest to reach. Table logistics are accessibility. Do not quote box time to a table of first-time players. Add the teach and at least one rules detour. Is Eclipse, Second Dawn worth the premium price? Eclipse compresses exploration, economic expansion, technology, ship design, and conflict into a fixed arc. The production is not merely lavish. Trays organize factions and components, reducing the activation energy between we should play and a functioning table. That functional luxury is why it ranks first. It is not Twilight Imperium with fewer hours. Eclipse emphasizes economy, timing, research, and visible ship engineering. Negotiation can happen, but political theater is not the engine. Community comparisons praise its action economy and ship customization, while warning that exploration rewards can swing, and that players seeking secret objectives, diplomacy, or wild narrative powers may find it emotionally cooler. Buy when the group wants systems that collide. What the premium box is doing for play. Lord Iplit lists an 8-round structure, 54 sector hexes, 108 player ships, 114 technology tiles, 282 ship part tiles, 6 species trays, and dedicated supply trays. The insert is therefore not decoration. It shortens setup, keeps technologies readable, and makes the ship design economy easier to teach. Kenji's first game teach. Explain influence and upkeep before combat, because every action disc moved from a track changes the cost of sustaining the empire. Then, demonstrate one explore action and one blueprint upgrade. New players who understand the bill attached to expansion make meaningful decisions much earlier than players taught through a tour of every tile. Is War of the Ring the best expensive two-player game? War of the Ring converts Tolkien's familiar map into asymmetric strategic pressure. The Free Peoples must manage the fellowship, political activation, and survival, while the Shadow applies military force and searches for the ring. The systems are demanding because each side is learning a different problem. That asymmetry becomes an advantage after the first play. A committed pair develops a shared strategic language, recognizes card possibilities, and can schedule rematches without coordinating a club. Community comparisons with Dune: War for Arrakis usually describe War of the Ring as deeper and more epic, and Dune as more focused and direct. Neither is a tutorial for the other. Buy War of the Ring when both players want the long Tolkien duel itself. The physical promise is specific. Ares lists a 70x100cm board, 204 plastic figures with more than 30 sculpts, 110 event and character cards, 16 action dice, and 5 combat dice. Those numbers matter because the two sides do not merely start in different places. They possess different information, pressures, and routes to victory. How to make the first duel work? Stage the official setup, put both player aides in reach, and teach the 4 victory conditions before the action dice. Play the first turn with open hands and discuss legal uses. The second game is where card memory and bluffing begin, so swap sides before concluding that one faction is easier. Is Twilight Imperium IV worth it for your real group? Twilight Imperium is the recommendation when negotiation, threats, trades, votes, faction identity, and public memory are the point of the day. Fantasy Flight's base game supports 3-6 players with 17 factions. The official Fortway Tower estimate describes experience structure: not every first session. Teaching, food, social negotiation, and analysis can take the event beyond that window. Its value is not measured in repeated weekly plays. A few outstanding full-day sessions can justify the box. But the group must want politics rather than merely tolerate it, and everyone needs permission to negotiate without treating in-game betrayal as real harm. Buy the base game first. Prophecy of Kings expands player count and variety, but adding it before the group understands objectives, timing windows, and faction tempo increases cost and cognitive load without repairing a missing group. What epic means in components? Fantasy Flight describes 17 base game civilizations, 51 galaxy tiles, more than 354 plastic units, 450 cards, and 700 tokens. The official play estimate is 4-8 hours for 3-6 players, but a first event also includes setup, a teach, meals, negotiations, and teardown. Plan the day, not only the rules duration. The high leverage teach: start with public and secret objectives, then show a tactical action from activation through movement, production, and combat. Explain strategy cards only after players understand how points are scored. Use the official first game galaxy. Expansion content can wait until the group can finish 10 points without the host dragging everyone through the final round. Serve food that can be eaten away from the map. Sauce is not an agenda card. Discuss table boundaries before the first trade. Political games work when betrayal stays fictional. Should you buy Dune, War for Arrakis, or War of the Ring? Dune. War for Arrakis is the right two-player grail when both players love Dune's factions, prophecy, desert control, and violent asymmetry, but want a more focused event arc than War of the Ring. Its systems still deserve a deliberate teach. Shorter than another enormous duel does not mean beginner-like. Recent community questions expose the biggest purchasing mistake: treating Dune as a stepping stone to War of the Ring. Buyers who already own unopened heavy games do not need another preparatory box. They need one game both players are excited to learn. Choose Dune for Dune. Buy the core before any expansion or upgraded component. The base box contains the decision you are trying to evaluate. What the duel is buying: Dune compresses large-scale conflict, desert control, prescience, leaders, and faction-specific pressure into a more focused arc than War of the Ring. The official component and setup pages make clear that the core is already a complete table event. Expansion boxes change possibilities, they are not missing rules. First play protocol: each player reads only their own faction aid, both players learn every victory condition, and the teacher explains why the two sides value the same spaces differently. Play core only and swap factions before judging balance. If both players quote Tolkien more readily than Herbert, buy War of the Ring. Theme knowledge is strategic memory in both games. Is Cthulhu, Death May Die worth it as a premium event game. Fear of the Unknown offers modular investigators, scenarios, and elder ones inside a compact dramatic arc. It creates the visual pleasure of a miniature grail without requiring a continuous campaign or a full-day summit. That makes it the strongest recommendation for a social group that wants theatrical dice, powers, escalating danger, and a satisfying ending in an ordinary game night window. The warning is completionism. The product line can make an owner feel that more episodes, monsters, and plastic are necessary before the system is whole. They are not. Buy one playable core, learn its scenarios, and observe whether the group wants more combinations. Dice volatility and sudden disaster are part of the experience. Strategy purists who resent swing should choose Eclipse or a committed duel instead. How much game is in one standalone core? The official Fear of the Unknown rulebook lists 6 episode boxes, 2 Elder One boxes, 10 investigators, 18 monsters, 17 double-sided map tiles, and the decks and dashboards needed to recombine them. CMON confirms that Season 1 is not required. That makes Buy One Core and Stop a complete recommendation, not an austerity version. Margot's setup rule: pick the episode and Elder One before inviting players, then offer a small investigator shortlist rather than 10 dashboards at once. Teach the insanity track as a power curve and a loss threat. Players who enjoy controlled swing will love the dice drama. Players who want low variance calculation should buy Eclipse. How do you know whether your group is ready? Before buying, pass 4 gates. People: name the players rather than imagining a generic group. Time: protect the entire window, including teaching and cleanup. Table: dry fit boards, dashboards, references, drinks, and elbows. Taste: choose whether the group wants politics, systems, asymmetric dueling, or exuberant spectacle. A failure is useful information. Borrow the game, play at a club, rent a table, or buy a smaller relative. Waiting does not diminish the eventual event. It prevents the box from absorbing the disappointment created by scheduling. How do you host the first play without sacrificing the ending? Send a 2-minute premise and one rules video several days before the event, but do not assign homework as a substitute for teaching. Set up before guests arrive. Give each player one identity sentence and one first-turn goal. Keep reference sheets visible. Explain victory before mechanisms. Schedule food at a natural round break. Photograph the table state only if the game genuinely supports pausing. Otherwise, protect enough time to finish. For a two-player epic, play the opening turns openly and discuss legal options. For Eclipse, teach resources and influence before ship parts. For Twilight Imperium, teach objectives and tactical actions before negotiation flourishes. For Death May Die, explain insanity and scenario loss conditions before ability details. The host's job is to make the first meaningful decision arrive quickly. Name the ending time and add teaching, food, and teardown to the schedule. Pre-sort faction or player materials. Never make guests watch the host discover the insert. Explain the objective, turn structure, and one danger before every exception. Use visible reference sheets and a neutral rules source for disputes. Book the rematch while the table still remembers what it wants to try differently. A beautiful table is not a museum. Leave open hand space, reachable references, and somewhere safe for a drink. What is the final rule for building an event game shelf? Choose Eclipse if your group wants a repeatable 4X machine. Choose War of the Ring if one partner wants to build a long rivalry. Choose Twilight Imperium if 5 or 6 named people want politics and can protect the day. Choose Dune when the pair wants a focused asymmetric war in that universe. Choose Death May Die when the group wants miniatures, laughter, and a dramatic ending without an epic calendar. Do not buy 2 at once. Host 1-3 times. The second expensive game should answer a desire the first cannot: politics after systems, spectacle after strategy, or a 2-player duel after a group summit. That is how a Grail shelf becomes a library of distinct evenings rather than a row of competing obligations. Final verdict: Eclipse is the best repeatable premium event purchase. War of the Ring is the best Grail for one dedicated pair. Twilight Imperium is worth it only after the political group and date exist. Dune is the direct asymmetric duel for two people who specifically want Dune. Cthulhu, Death May Die is the accessible miniature spectacle. By the evening your real group wants, not the box that best photographs on the shelf. Frequently asked questions. What is the best expensive event board game on Amazon in 2026? Eclipse. Second Dawn is the best broad recommendation because its premium production supports a repeatable 3-6 player 4X game in one long evening. Is Eclipse better than Twilight Imperium IV? They serve different groups. Eclipse is an economic and technological 4X system with repeatable pacing. Twilight Imperium is a longer political event driven by negotiation, faction powers, and public objectives. Which expensive board game is best for two players? War of the Ring is the deepest long-term two-player grail. Dune. War for Arrakis is the more direct asymmetric conflict and the better choice when Dune is the shared obsession. How long does Twilight Imperium IV really take? Fantasy Flight lists 4 to 8 hours, but a first game with teaching, food, breaks, and active negotiation can take longer. Protect an entire day rather than planning around the shortest number. Should I buy Dune, War for Arrakis before War of the Ring, not as a stepping stone? Buy Dune if both players want Dune's factions and more direct arc. Buy War of the Ring if both want the deeper Tolkien duel. Is Cthulhu, Death May Die a campaign game? No continuous campaign is required. Its modular episodes, investigators, and elder ones create standalone sessions, which makes it easier to schedule. Should I buy expansions with these games? Number play the exact core product at least 3 times. Twilight Imperium, Dune, and Death May Die all offer enough base content to reveal whether more variety will be used. What is the biggest cause of shelf of shame for expensive strategy games? Buying for an imaginary player count. Name the players, date, and host before purchasing a game that depends on 5 or 6 people. Why does this guide not rank by component count? Component volume predicts storage and setup more reliably than enjoyment. We rank by group fit, repeatability, event quality, functional production, and the chance of reaching a satisfying ending. Are the Amazon links direct affiliate links? Yes. Every product button leads to the exact product detail ASIN with Puzzlewick's Amazon Associates tag. Prices and sellers should still be verified at checkout.